Hey, wherever there's fun, Tom Casper's not far behind. Our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hi, how are you today?
Full of fun, that's how I am.
You're back from vacation.
Yeah, I camped in the rain.
You camped in the rain, right. I saw some pictures of some torrential rains that you were camping in.
Yeah, well, it's nice to know that the tent is tight. That's always good news. Say, my apples are going insane.
Yeah.
Holy cow, have I got apples. Apples,
that's wonderful,
apples,
isn't
apples,
it?
Apples, yeah. The word is apple butter. Well, there's two words, apple butter. So,
yeah, coming from an English major, you better be able to spell
I better get it right. I better get, because if I'm going to be Miss Picky, I better be prepared to withstand scrutiny myself.
There you go, yeah.
So what should we be doing other than making apple butter? What should we be doing?
Well, lots of things. Of course, our garden season is winding down, and for those of us that have already been outside today, it's a little cooler, and, you know, sign of things to come here as our temperatures start to drop. And it's still going to be warm today, so, I mean, fruit is still putting on size, like your apples are still sizing and adding content to them, so don't take them off before you have to. And same goes with tomatoes and other things, too, in the vegetable garden, so... But in the perennial garden, there's something that we really need to be doing right now for those that are growers of perennials like peonies and irises, things like that. Now is the perfect time to get in and be dividing out those peonies and irises. So fall is really the ideal time if you want them to bloom for you next year. Now, you can divide them just about any time as long as you're careful and don't mind a little setback on the plant, but certainly if you do it in the fall, you have a much better chance of success and also a much better chance that they'll bloom for you the following year. So really now is the time to get into that garden and start dividing those. And if you've had peonies or irises that have gone out of bloom or quit blooming or really cut back on their blooming, that generally is a sign that they need a little care, like dividing. To reinvigorate them. So.
Now, what about all the other things that people like to divide and give to other people, like hostas and rhubarb and stuff like that?
Hostas you can do just about any time of the year, even in the dead of winter. Well, not quite, but hostas can be easily divided any time of year and with a good rate of success or survival on them. Rhubarb best early in the spring or late in the fall. So we're coming up on the time when you could do that rhubarb without much impact on it. So, but best in the spring, just as it's emerging from the soil, is really the ideal time for rhubarb. But
I'm trying to remember how I think actually I probably grabbed mine in the summertime. Lopped off the tops, dug it up savagely with a shovel, kind of willy-nilly. Actually, my uncle helped me, and it was just kind of willy-nilly. I mean, it was just sort of savage. But, you know, so it's got to be tough rhubarb. Well-established tough rhubarb will take all kinds of manhandling, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny, because plants are so beautiful, and of course they're a favorite of mine, but we treat them with a lot of gentleness, and they're actually pretty tough. The flowers often aren't very tough and can be easily damaged, but the main parts of the plant can take some of that, like you said, you know, getting in and just going after that big mature rhubarb plant and having to be a bit aggressive with it. And they'll survive that as long as really the key is to make sure that they keep them watered and keep those roots moist and some excess of water. So, but with as I mentioned earlier, with peonies, now is the time to do it, and it's really a pretty easy step. And again, we often feel like we need to be so gentle with them, but they will take some level of abuse as you're dividing them. I mean, you really need a shovel and almost a saw or something like that to cut the roots into pieces and things, but as aggressive as it seems like, they do pretty well with something like that. And And so getting out and doing that, making sure you plant them at the right height. The one thing you do want to be careful with peonies is they are already in the process of setting their buds for next year's growth. So if you dig down into your peony clump, you'll realize that there's already some red shoot tips that are there for next year's growth. So you really don't want to damage those. So you are going to be gentle around your while you're dividing. Those are the areas, or those buds are the things you want to be gentle around. So.
Now, wouldn't it make sense, though, that if, say, you've got, like, white peonies, that you divide your white peonies, and then you find somebody that's got, like, pink peonies, and then they divide their pink peonies, and then you swap?
Yeah, wouldn't absolutely.
Wouldn't that make the most sense?
Yeah, that's the beauty of gardening, and one of the most fun parts of gardening is really sharing those plants with other people and folks who have gotten plants from family members who maybe aren't with them any longer. It's certainly a source of pride and a source of reflection to have plants from their grandmother's garden or from their parents' garden that remind them of times they spent with them in the garden or so.
Well, you know, the famous quote, "What color is your parachute?" Now, at this time of year, we ask, what color are the peonies? I have white peonies, and I will happily share my white peonies for peonies with some color.
There you go.
There you go.
Lisa has put it out there. Have peonies ready to share, willing to share.
Exactly.
You come divide them, work in her yard, and then you get some peonies.
Exactly, because there's no telling what I do to those poor peonies, I'll tell you. I'll give you a little rhubarb to go with, too. So.
Yeah, fortunately, peonies can't speak.
Yeah, exactly. Or they'd be screaming, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, TK. It's always a joy. I'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks, okay?
Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon.
Tom Casper this morning, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, every other Tuesday right here on 103.3 KUMD.